Roger Lunchbug to Manchester United today.
Football predictions.
It's Peter Guest, and I'm here with the Moose for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering French Ligue 1 games for the 11th to the 13th of April 2025. And you can see the details for all the matches we're about to discuss if you just click the links in the description of this podcast. It'll take you to footballpredictions.net, where you can see fixtures as well as this one we're about to go through for about just about every other football competition in the world.
Yes, and on our website, it will show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as match odds from local bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable links to all of the matches we are about to discuss. If you're streaming any matches on Bet365, geolocation and live stream supply, 18 plus, gamble aware.
Let's kick off with Lens versus Rennes. And Lens are in 9th, Rennes are in 16th in the table. It's on Friday night, the 11th of April, a 7:45 UK time. And click the link in the description of this podcast, which will take you to this match where you can see your local kickoff time, odds, and broadcasting streaming channels for the game. You can watch this one on League One Pass in the UK. But if you don't want to pay for a subscription, you can watch it on Bet365. And to qualify for that, all you need is funds in your account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. And when you join, use the bonus code FP365. Well, Lens had that blip, didn't they, against Lille? But they're back on track.
Yes, they are back on track. Saint-Etienne last weekend beat them 1-0. And Saint-Etienne, very similar to position to the opposition for Lens this weekend, Hans, who sits in 16th. 6 points above Saint-Etienne in Ligue 1. But yeah, we had the prediction right for Lens. We predicted them to beat Saint-Etienne. And guess what? They beat Saint-Etienne 1-0. Week prior to that, we also had a correct score prediction. Well, in fact, we have had two correct score predictions on Lens recently, because the away game to Lille, we predicted a 1-0 defeat. They lost 1-0. And against Rennes, they beat them 1-0. And guess what? We predicted 1-0 in that game. So yeah, but overall, Lens, they are in fairly good form. They also beat Marseille away from home. Marseille, who sits second in Ligue 1 this season, or so far this season. So that was a great result. 3 wins from 4 now for Lens going into this game. They still have a little bit of a slight hope of Europe, but still 5 points off Nice, 6th. They only got 6 games left now in Ligue 1, so it would really probably demand 6 wins from the last 6 in order to get into those spots. But yeah, if we do look at the last Lens games, as I just read out the results, not many goals, only 4 goals across the last 5 games, and all 1-0 wins or for Lens going into this game against Hans, who last weekend lost 1-0 at home to Strasbourg. Once again, football predictions did it. We had the correct score in that game, didn't we?
We did.
We predicted 1-0 Strasbourg in that game. Prior to that, it's not been all that great for the away team, Hans, going into this game against Lens. They only have 1 win since the 10th of November. That was a home win against Marseille, and that was their most recent home game. They beat Marseille 3-1, so that was a bit of a shock win, because basically that takes Hans to just 1 win in 17 games in Ligue 1 this of late. And yeah, that's obviously not great, but somehow they managed to stay in 16th. They probably have just about enough points to avoid a direct relegation, and they still have a good chance of ending outside of that spot, which is a relegation playoff against a team from Ligue 2 in France. 1 point up to Havre and Angers at the moment. So this is really a key game, actually. Probably more for Hans. Lens does have a chance to get into Europe, but their away team really has everything to play for here.
Yeah, they do. And they haven't beaten Lens when they've played them away from home in their last 4 league games. So it's not a good, happy hunting ground for them, is it? And they also, we're talking about Rennes here, haven't won away from home in their last 7 league matches. So it's not fantastic, is it? On the flip side, Lens haven't been beaten by Rennes in their last 9 matches overall in the league, that is. So it's a very long run without a loss. So it's all pointing, isn't it, to Lens getting a win here. We are going for that, and the odds there are 1.62 if you're interested in betting on it. But we have gone for something which gives you slightly better odds than that. Both teams to score. That's what we think will happen in this match. That's our tip. 1.95 are the odds you can get for both teams to score. So we'll see how that one goes. For a correct score prediction, we've gone for 2-1 to the home side. And the odds that currently stand on Bet365, it looks like they've got the best odds there at 8.5. 1.62 is Lens to win, 3.8 for a draw, and 5.75 for Oran's victory. So quite high odds for that. But we think it'll be the home side that prevails. Let's move on to our next match, which is Monaco, who are third. It should be a good one because they're up against Marseille, who are in second. It's on Saturday, the 12th of April, 4 p.m. Click the link in the description of this podcast, and it'll take you to our page on footballpredictions.net for this match, where you can see your localized odds, kickoff time, broadcast streaming channels. One of those, of course, is Bet365. They're streaming all these Ligue 1 matches. And to qualify to watch, all you need is any funds in your account or just to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. You can sign up with the bonus code FP365. Now, Monaco in their last game had a bit of a loss, but we did predict it.
We did indeed predict that
I beg your pardon, we didn't predict it. We predicted the other one, the Marseille, to beat Toulouse. Sorry about that, Moose.
I was going to say, it was the Marseille game that we predicted last week. Both teams to score and Marseille to win against Toulouse. Prior to that, Marseille had lost 3 games in a row in League One. And what it means is it's actually so tight at the top for those two direct Champions League spots. The fourth spot does get a qualifier for the Champions League, but right now you've got 6 teams sitting within just 5 points. And that's why this game really is key to remain in those spots. And Monaco last weekend, let's start with the home team here, because Monaco went to Brest and they lost 2-1. In that game. Prior to that, they had 3 wins from 4. But overall, Monaco do have a tendency to drop points or lose away from home. They've actually lost now 4 out of the last 6 away games in League One. But this is a home game, and at home, it's a different story when we talk about Monaco. In the last home game against Nice, we had both teams to score and Monaco to win. It ended 2-1 Monaco in that game. So yeah. And against Reims, they beat them 3-0. We had that bang on the money. We had 3-0 prediction as a correct score for that home game. But yeah, Monaco also, when they are at home, they score goals. They beat Nantes 7-1, Auxerre 4-2, and Rennes 3-2 prior to that 3-0 win against Reims. And then they had most recently, yes, the 2-1 win against Nice. So this is going to be a very tricky game for Marseille, because Marseille, in their last game, and it takes something to lose to Reims, because like we just covered in our previous game, we covered Reims. Reims has only won 1 out of the last 17 matches, and that was against Olympique Marseille. Marseille now has lost their last 3 away games. They've conceded 3 goals in each of those games. They lost 3-1 at PSG and then 3-0 at Auxerre. Their last away win was on the 9th of February at Angers, a 2-0 away win. So yeah, their away form combined with the home form of Monaco is leading us in a certain direction for this game.
Yes, for sure. Now, for this one, I was looking at the odds. It's quite interesting. Both teams to score, which is our tip, 1.5. So it's pretty much expected, you know, this is odds on for both teams to score, but that is what we've selected for this. But if you wanted to go for a Monaco to win, you can get odds of 2.0. So, you know, you can take your pick between those, but we think it will be Monaco who get the win, but just because this is a traditionally very close game. And, you know, with them on the table as they are at the minute, it could be a really good game. But we've gone for a correct score prediction here of 2-1 to the home side, and you get odds there of 9 or 8-1 in fractional. Just so you know, the odds for Marseille to win are 3.4, and the odds, I tell you what might be interesting, is the odds for a draw, because that's 3.8, and as these two are so kind of closely matched, and it could go either way. But Yeah, we're thinking hopefully it'll be Monaco who just managed to steal it to the tune of 2-1. Toulouse are taking on Lille, and that's 11th versus the 7th in the table. It kicks off on Saturday, the 12th of April, 6 p.m. UK time kickoff. Click the link in the description of this podcast and you'll be able to find all your local odds, kickoff times, and streaming channels. This one is on in the UK anyway, on the League One Pass, which you can watch for a subscription fee. If you don't want to watch it on there, you can watch it on Bet365. And to qualify for that, all you need is any funds in your account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. By the way, use the bonus code FP365 when you sign up. Well, these results, Toulouse are in need of a win, aren't they?
Yeah, three defeats in a row, and they conceded quite a few goals along that way as well. They've conceded an average of 3 goals a game over those 3 matches. Last game out, away game at Marseille, they lost 3-2. We had Marseille to win and both teams to score in that game. But then they lost 4-2 at home to Brest, and then they lost 2-1 away to Strasbourg. So yeah, 9 goals conceded across the board. Their last win was an away win at Angers. They beat them 4-0. Beginning of March. But yeah, not great. The 3 defeats in a row. They only had that sequence once this season. That was right at the beginning of the season. It pretty much also ends Toulouse's hope of achieving really anything other than surviving a season in League One this season. They are stuck in mid-table and they have too many points to gain. Oh, no. They have too many points up for any chance of Europe, and they are pretty safe from relegation. So yeah, to lose the season seems to be pretty much over with 6 games to go. Now, their away team Lille, last time out, they went to Lyon and they lost 1-0 in that game. And what that meant was Lyon went above Lille for the European spots. Lille is very much still in it. They are only 3 points off Monaco in third. 6 games to go, and like we just covered in that Monaco Marseille game, we know that the top 2 spots, the top 3 goes to the Champions League, but obviously PSG already won the championship, so we've got 2 spots here to play for. So really a lot to play for Lille in this game. But the only problem that Lille do tend to have is their away form. Away from home, they've not been that strong this season, and their form is also declining, because actually the beginning of the season, Lille had just 1 away defeat from the first 9 games. But we can also flip that around and say over the last 9 games, away from home, Lille has only managed to win once. And that was an away win at Rennes on the 16th of February. Other than that, they actually have lost the last 3 away games in a row now. They lost at Lyon, which we predicted that was last weekend. They lost that game 2-1. They then lost at Nantes 1-0. We had under 2.5 goals as our main prediction in that game. And they lost 4-1 at PSG and then 2-1 at Strasbourg on that other side of that Rennes away win. So yeah, really their away form has been declining for Lille, which is not what they want at this time of the season. They are going for Europe, but they are playing a Toulouse side here, which really hasn't got anything to play for. But that can be both good and bad. No pressure. These teams usually can be quite hard to beat.
Yeah, it looks to me like, the facts say it really, that Toulouse get involved in goal fests quite a lot. Look at the last one, 3-2, game before that, 2-4, game before that, 2-1. There was also the 4-0 they beat Angers away, and also the 4-1 when they beat Havre away. So a lot of goals. Usually both teams score in 5 out of the last 6 has been both teams to score in Ligue 1. So we've gone for both teams to score in this one as well. And our tip for that gives you the odds of 1.91. I think that's fairly good, actually. But we cannot separate these two. We think it'll be a draw. Good news about that is you get very good odds. 3.3 is what you'll get for a draw in this one, just so you know the other odds. 2.8 for Toulouse and 2.55 for Lille. So nothing in it, really, as far as the bookies are concerned. We've gone for 1-1, and the odds you can get for that are 6. 5-1, so it's not that great for a correct score prediction. So maybe a good idea to look at the other ones, considering that 1-1 is probably what the bookies are also expecting. So yeah, that's what we think, 1-1. Let's see how it pans out. Next up, we've got Strasbourg, who are 4th, taking on Nice in 6th. This is on Saturday, the 12th of April. It's at 8:05 UK time in the evening. and click the link in the description of this podcast. As always, you'll be able to find your local betting odds up to date as well, the kickoff time and the broadcast streaming channels for this match. This one you can actually watch in the UK on League One Pass and TV Fine Mond. You can watch that on as well. But of course, if you don't want to pay for a subscription, you can watch it on Bet365 to qualify. All you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours with them. Use that bonus code FP365 when you sign up. I tell you what, Strasbourg in a very nice run of form at the moment.
Yes, very, very, very nice form. I mean, and quite incredibly how they have managed to turn their season around. Now, this is Liam Rossini's side. He was at Hull last season. They are fighting for relegation in the championship now. But yeah, Strasbourg. And it took him a little bit of time to get used to French football, because up until the halfway point, which was the Christmas break, get this, Strasbourg had only won four matches. They'd only won four matches out of their first 15. However, coming back from the Christmas break, this side of the season, Strasbourg has now won 10 of the last 13 games.
And they've done a Crystal Palace, haven't they?
It's like Crystal Palace, yeah. They've won the last five games in a row. Last weekend, we had them on a 1-0 win at Hans, and they beat them 1-0. But they also have wins recently against Lyon, another team fighting for Europe. They have against, they beat Toulouse, and they went to Nantes and Auxerre and beat them both 1-0 as well. But yeah, overall, wow, Strasbourg, what a run of form these guys are in. And I think if anyone wants to have a team induced in that top three for the direct spot for the Champions League, Strasbourg certainly should be up there as one of them. They're playing a nice team. They're playing a Nice team.
They are nice.
They're playing, it's definitely a nice spot to go on holiday. They're playing a Nice team now that's on a decline. Like, they have now lost three of the last four, no wins since the 1st of March against Saint-Etienne. They lost last weekend 2-1 at home to Nantes, a match that really they should have picked up 3 points from. We had both teams to score at the main prediction there, because when Nice play, they do tend to score and concede goals. Their last away game was away to Monaco. We had Monaco down for a 3-1 win. It ended 2-1 Monaco, so both teams to score an outcome correct. Both teams to score we had also in the game against Auxerre. It ended 1-1, but once again, Nice would have looked at that as points dropped, really, in the top flight. Because now Nice has dropped down to 6th, and they could drop out of the European spots altogether after this weekend.
They could indeed. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, that the way that Strasbourg have just come back and Nice really haven't. They've let sort of dropped the ball, and they've, of course, overtaken them on the table. Strasbourg in 4th, Nice in 6th. But I think, you know, you can't win forever, can you, as a team? There's going to be bumps in the road whenever you look. We think this one might be one of them. I'm not saying they're going to lose, but we think it's going to be very close. We've gone for both teams to score in this one. Odds of 1.67. That's our tip. But we think this one, like the last one, will be a draw. We think it's going to be very close. And odds there for a draw are 3.3 at the moment. Check our website and you'll be able to see what your local odds are for this. But you should be able to get something similar. Correct score, we've gone for 1-1. And you can only get odds of 6.5. So not fantastic for a correct score, is it? But that's what we think will happen. And it looks like the bookies are kind of that way inclined as well. Anyway, let's see if that does end up being a draw. Let's move on to our summary matches. Saint-Étienne, who are 17th, taking on Brest, who are 8th in the table. It kicks off on Sunday the 13th of April, 1400. That's 2 p.m. UK time. This one you can watch on League One Pass. But you can also stream it live on Bet365. All you need is funds in your account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Sign up with the bonus code FP365. We're expecting a low-scoring game for this one, so we've gone for under 2.5 goals. And for the result, we think it'll be an away win. We think Brest will get over the line just. And we've gone for a score of Saint-Étienne 0, Brest 1.
Yes, and then moving on to Havre in 15th, who takes on Rennes in 12th. This game kicks off Sunday, 13th of April, 4:15 UK time. You can watch this game live on Bet365. In order to qualify, all you need is to have a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Use bonus code FP365 on sign up. Now for this game, we are going with an under 2.5 goal prediction. We're going with an away win for Rennes. And a scoreline of Havre 0, Rennes 1.
Yes, so next up is Angers in 14th, taking on Montpellier in 18th. It's on Sunday the 13th of April, 4:15 UK time in the afternoon. And it's on the Ligue 1 Pass. You can watch this. But if you want to watch it subscription-free, check out Bet365 to qualify to watch on there. All you need is funds in your account, anything, or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Sign up with the bonus code FP365. Well, this is a battle of two real losing sides, and neither of them have had a very good time of it lately. But we think one will get over the line in this one. We've gone for an under 2.5 goals prediction. Not many goals usually scored in the matches featuring these sides because they're not very good. And we've gone for a correct score prediction of Angers 1, Montpellier 0.
Yeah, and from two teams hopelessly out of form to two teams in form. Auxerre in 10th takes on Lyon in 5th. This game kicks off Sunday, 13th of April at 7:45 UK time. And once again, you can watch it live on Bet365. And in order to qualify, all you need is to have a funded account or to place the bet in the last 24 hours. Use bonus code FP365 on sign up. Now for this game, we are going to go with both teams to score prediction, an away win for Lyon and a correct score of Auxerre 1, Lyon 2.
And if you are watching any of those on the live stream on Bet365, just a note that geolocation and live streaming rules apply and full details are available on the Bet365 website. 18 plus gamble aware.
Yes, and in the description area of this podcast, you can find all the links to all the games we've just been talking about, or simply head to footballpredictions.net. There you can browse all the online sources to watch the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our predictions for different betting markets, team news, as well as the latest offers and odds.
Just in case you didn't know, we do produce football podcasts for a number of different competitions in addition to Ligo, and you can hear them at podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you normally access your podcasts from, including Apple, YouTube, and Spotify. That is all. Thank you for joining us. And for now, it is
au revoir.
Au revoir, mon ami.
I thought that was a chance.